How do you feel? She said. She'd come out from the tent now after her bath. All right. Could you eat now? He saw Molo behind her with a folding table and the other boy with the dishes. I want to write, he said. You ought to take some broth to keep your strength up. I'm going to die tonight, he said. I don't need my strength up. Don't be melodramatic, Harry, please, she said. Why don't you use your nose? I'm rotted halfway up my thigh now. What the hell should I fool with broth for? Molo, bring whiskey soda. Please take the broth, she said gently. All right. The broth was too hot. He had to hold it in the cup until it cooled enough to take it, and then he just got it down without gagging. You're a fine woman, he said. Don't pay any attention to me. She looked at him with her well-known, well-loved face from spur and town and country, only a little the worse for drink, only a little the worse for bed. But town and country never showed those good breasts and those useful thighs and those lightly smaller back-caressing hands, and as he looked and saw her well-known pleasant smile, he felt death come again. This time there was no rush. It was a puff, as of a wind that makes a candle flicker and the flame go tall. They can bring my net out later and hang it from the tree and build the fire up. I'm not going in the tent tonight. It's not worth moving. It's a clear night. There won't be any rain. So this was how you died, in whispers that you didn't hear. Well, there would be no more quarreling, he could promise that. The one experience that he'd never had, he was not going to spoil now. He probably would. You spoiled everything. But perhaps he wouldn't. You can't take dictation, can you? I never learned, she told him. That's all right. There wasn't time, of course, although it seemed as though it telescoped so that you might put it all into one paragraph if you could get it right.